is KB2VVO. Welcome to the Metroplex Thursday night net. Any mobiles, check in, bring it back to KB2VVO.
Good evening, John. KB2VVP checking in. I'm just finishing up an email and send it to the management company, and I'll be back in a few minutes. KB2VVP.
Yeah, good evening, Frank. Any other check-ins? Bring it back to KB2VVO. As you call, hesitate, make sure you're not doubling, and...
but I'm only hearing some of the other people checking it.
guys are going to have to get back to him. He can't hear me because I'm using the Echolink radio.
Come back with his call. The net control is using the Echolink radio and he can't hear you, or you can't hear him. This is KB2WE.
Okay, so alright, I can't hear net control then, that's why. The call here is Whiskey 2 Alpha Echo Whiskey. The name is Alan, located down in Bridgewater Township, New Jersey, W2AEW.
Good, Alan. I think you asked earlier if this was a stop and swap, and actually it's just a very informal net that we're running right now. John, KB2V, I guess he's up in his home in Ramsey, and he's using the Echolink radio, and when he transmits, it's not going through our repeater for some reason, I don't know. But he'll have to work that out. We also have KB2 VP, which will be coming back. He had an errand to run, and he'll be back in a couple minutes. And I don't know who the other station is. Back to anybody who wants it.
Well, the other station is Alpha Echo 2 Alpha Alpha AE 2 AA. Do you have a copy on that call?
I do, Will. Well, you're coming in strong. Didn't even recognize the voice. All right, well, what do they do when they cut you open? They burn your vocal cords or something?
This was overdue. I knew I was going to get a call by the time I got out of either rehabilitation or the hospital, and I got it. It'll be better by tomorrow, I guess. I'm taking all the usual chicken soup and OJ and stuff like that. But I guess I talk too much. Yeah, I got a new antenna up here. We have the Diamond X22A, which gives us about 3 dB more gain on 2 meters. It's a 2 meter only antenna. Right, let me not hold it here. I'll say good evening to Alan down in Bridgewater. Checked in via the Echolink. You got a nice signal up here through the Echolink. And to Frank when he gets back from running his errand there. And to John. John, you sound good. Yeah, I don't know. We got to get you your own radio there so that people can hear you. All right. I'm not going to say too much, but I'm happy to be here. I was on the other net for 10 minutes. It's a very short net just to check out propagation, and it was interesting. The one that's held on a 1070 repeater. Okay, let me get it back to John. Let John take charge of what's going on here. And we'll stay in here for a couple of trips around, but that's why it sounds a little bit better, Paul. We have a new antenna up, which we're going to put up. We put it up yesterday. John, back to you, net control. KB2, VVO and the group, AE2AA. Stay on.
Okay, Walter, I hope you can hear me now. I switched radios. I'm working with a little quarter-wave active now. So now I could probably be heard over the Echolink.
W2MPX.
Let's find out if Alan can hear you. Alan, did you hear John transmitting off of NHT with a quarter wavelength antenna? Just wondering if you heard his audio or not, Alan. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, I did. And, I wasn't sure what was going on because I heard some people checking in and didn't hear a net control, so that all explains it. But up to that time, one of the club members in the club I belong to down here at Ryan Valley Radio Club had forwarded off one of your dip sweaters that indicated that you have swap nets here on Thursday night, so I figured I'd stop in to see if that's what was going on. But appreciate you letting me in. W2AEW.
Roger, I need a commander on speech here.
is back yet.
W2AEW. The school district is getting around, and some of our newsletters are making the circuit. We had a swap net, and then we had it was converted over to a tech net, so to speak. And now it's just a very informal net. It's, if you have something you'd like to offer up for sale, you can go ahead and do that. If you just want to chat, we can chat. That's what we're doing right now, because we haven't been getting, like all other nets, we haven't been getting that much activity. None of them do anymore. Some, maybe one or two, they do, but I don't know, the interest is starting to wane. I have no idea, but you're welcome to join us anytime. This is KB2WEE.
Okay, very good. And, well, I appreciate that, and, yeah, I understand with that that's kind of changing there, but if we run a net, actually, I've got a little bit out of hand in some sense that we run a net here on Sunday nights that it goes out on several linked repeaters and is hooked up to the Internet by a Ustream, so there's some streaming video from net control. Now we got people checking in, sometimes by Echolink, sometimes by All-Star, which is another of all the controllers that we run on our repeaters are using this All-Star control system that everybody can link into. So sometimes we just get people checking in literally from all over the world. but sometimes they can get out of hand, sometimes they can dwindle away. But yeah, I just have a, if anybody's interested, I'll just mention real quick, I've got a frequency counter and a pre-scale that I'm looking to sell, but I'll give you the details if anybody's interested. Otherwise, we'll just leave it at that. Back to Net Control, W2AEW.
Unfortunately, I have a 3 gigahertz one for sale myself. Actually, it's 10 gigahertz for sale. So, frequency counters, I think we're okay. I also have some HF equipment for sale or for swap. I have the ASU FT920 for sale or swap, and some other pieces of equipment. I have an interesting HF contact if I left the diner Saturday, the old Red Oak Diner that we hang out in on Saturdays. I worked a fellow about 3,000 miles due north of New York City on an island called Inuit Island, and it was 45 degrees below zero. He was within the Arctic Circle and the furthest northern point, I would suppose, in Canada. Just a little northwest of Greenland. Nice contact with that fella. Those are the ones that are sort of like the hard contacts to make unless you know they're there. Anyway, we got a contest coming up this weekend. I don't know, Alan, if you work HF. I assume you do. And we have a CW contest coming up this weekend. So with that, let me turn it over to John and see what John has got to say. John is our net control for this evening. So, KB2, VVO. This is AE2AA in the group.
Okay, Walter. I also wanted to mention Alan, and one of the reasons why it's a little bit quiet here is there's another net going on right now at another bird pattern here, so the resources are spread thin.
W2MPX. Very good. Yeah, I understand that. Okay. Well, yeah, so I think it's Walt. Is it A Alpha Echo 2 Alpha Alpha? Real good though. Good luck on the 10 gigahertz counter. That's certainly faster than the one that I'm looking to sell, so good luck with that. But yeah, I do operate HF, both mobile and from the house. And but I'm not really a contester, though. I kind of steer clear when a contest rolls around. So either on the work bands or elsewhere. But so anyway, real good. And sounds like you had an interesting contact there after you left your get together. I wonder if that was mobile, but that's pretty good. So but anyway, very good. WNC waking up.
Pick it up for a second. I thought I heard somebody talking during the last part of your transmission now, and so let me just check. Is there anybody else wanting to sign in on the net here? This is AE2AA. Negative copy. I don't know what it was. It could have been an announcement of some type, I suppose. Very good, Alan. Yeah. I haven't had this left over from the cell phone days when I used to work in cell phones and cordless phones. I'm going to probably put that up for sale, too. I don't have much use for it anymore. I'm strictly HF guy. Yeah, it was an interesting QSO, no question about it. It was CW. The thing that's unusual is my antenna doesn't face very good for north and south. So I was very surprised. It's like almost dead north of me. So we'll enjoy it Saturday and Sunday. I guess we'll participate in a CW contest and see what we can do with that. Paul, I wonder whether you got your HF antenna up or not yet. I'm curious about that. That's for sure. Yeah, feeling good. It's been a month and 2 days now, so I am feeling really quite good. Just this cold, it started to bog me down, I guess, maybe Monday or Tuesday. I knew I was in for it, so just might as well get over it, I guess. That's it. That other net that's on, fellas, is a 1070 net, and it only lasts for a few minutes. It's a propagation. They had about the same amount of people check in. I checked in because I was curious as to the signal with the new antenna up. And then he went to 440, and I don't have 440 gear set up, so I wasn't able to go any further. So there's other nets going on, too, I do believe. So glad that, Alan, that you checked in. Hope we hear you again, that's for sure. And I hope Frank will get back. Why don't I turn it back to Paul, and we can take a pause to see if Frank is back in there or not. So, KB2, WEE, AE2, AA in the group.
Be good, Walter. I didn't want to call you, send you an email to jog your memory, knowing that how much you were under the weather and all, but before you got sick, you were supposed to send me the phone number or the information on that guy that sells the unmatched transformers, and the site where I can get the equipment, because I misplaced all that information, and I was kind of waiting for an email, but I wasn't going to call you and bother you about it. And I'd like a little information. How would you put the antenna up? Are you feeling that strong that you can get up there on the roof now?
Yeah, I guess you could say so, although I had a little help from Dennis, that's for sure. The antenna itself is only 3 pounds, 4 pounds, but it's something that you don't want to put above your head there. They don't want you doing any work above your head for at least 6 weeks or so. So I was very lucky to have some expert assistance. Paul, I did send you that information. What I'll do is I'll dig back through my emails and send it to you again. I sent it to you and discussed with you exactly the model. As a matter of fact, I'm almost sure I have an attachment. But I'll resend it to you again. I'll look back in the emails that I sent you out. I guess you don't get all your emails sometimes, or maybe they go into the wrong bin there. I know that happens a lot with me. But I did send it to you when you asked me to do it. I'm absolutely certain of that. All right, back to you, Paul.
Okay, now you have me wondering. I'm going to have to go looking through through my email program and find out where it is. And I would appreciate it if you do send it again, just in case it is lost. I don't know. I've had some emails get lost as well, outgoing as well. They never made it to the people that I wanted to send it to. So, yeah, I'd appreciate that, Walt. Thank you. KB2WEE. Let's go back up to John. KB2V. And we'll take a little pause, see if Frank is back in the business.
W2MPX.
Yeah, I was trying to call Frank, but I'm not getting the signal down from this one.
Speak up, John. I can hardly hear you. KB2VVP, I'm still taking care of messages and downloading flyers to pass out and stuff.
I switched radios.
Go, Frank. Why don't you pick it up? John doesn't hold it too long there, so Alan, if you want to pick it up and then send it over to me, that would work.
I was trying to do three things at once here. I got a new gadget for the phone. I got a mobile speakerphone that's about the size of a credit card. It's really amazing. It came with a clip for the sun visor, also another pocket clip, and a folder that will go on the windshield, which has a solar charger on the backside. This would be just a ticket for one of the newer radios that has Bluetooth capabilities.
Okay, John, if you finished with that comment. Alan, are you still in there? AE2AA.
Yeah, still here. Just, unfortunately, sitting here paying bills. So, devil things we got to do here. But very good. And, actually, you guys are welcome to join in on our net that we run as well. We run a net on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. I don't know if the controllers that you use are these kind of new all-star controllers. But that's how a lot of people will link in these days, is using, that way. And I guess there's some controversy, if you will, with a guy who kind of runs EchoLink, or kind of puts the EchoLink system together, is he doesn't really like all-star nodes to connect to EchoLink. So for the moment, we've had to disable the EchoLink connection to at least one of our machines anyway. So I'm not sure if how long that's going to last, or if we'll get that resolved before the next net on Sunday. But anyway, that's about all that's really happening over here. So make it on the HF band later and see what's cooking, if anything. W2AEW.
All right, very good. Yeah, I think you were referring to D-Star. And we don't have anything to do with D-Star in our repeater, but I know it's becoming very popular, and I have heard of some controversies with it, so I'm not sure exactly what the problem is, your repeater and your guy, but your EchoLink guy, but there must be something that isn't totally compatible, I suppose. I won't comment beyond that because I don't know enough about it. Anyway, I think I'm going to sign at this point and rest the old voice a little bit. And I'm going to do what you're going to do, Alan. A little bit later, I'm going to get on 40 meters and give a listen. There should be some stuff on there from now until about 0500 or so. So I'm going to say 7-3s, and good talking to everybody. I'm glad that we had the net, and I hope that everybody will participate again next week. With that, I'll turn it over to Paul. Paul, you can turn it over to Frank if he's available. I'm not sure if Frank is yet available. He may still be doing some things yet, though. So let me turn it over to Paul. Paul, in the morning, I'll look up for that, and I'll send it to you, that information again. Okay, because I know you will enjoy the setup. It's the setup I'm using, except for I got the 5kW. Which you don't need. You can get away with the low power one. So, KB2, WEE, and the group, this is AE2AA. I may stick around for just one more go around and then save my 73s.
Okay, well, very, very good. And I thank you for going ahead and saying that you're going to send that on. I have a question for Alan. You said you're in a Raritan Club. Where is the repeater based? I don't know if I could hit it from the house or not with my base antenna. And what is the frequency?
W2MPX.
Sure. We've got a VHF and a UHF repeater. They're both located in Greenbrook, New Jersey, kind of up on a little bit of a ridge. And the 2-meter machine is 146.625. And the 440 machine is 442.250. And they both got the same PL, and then off the top of my head I'm trying to remember what it is. I think it's 131. I'm not positive on that. but the call for the repeaters is W2QW, Quebec Whiskey. And then we're also linked in to N2ZAV 220 megahertz machine, which has got great coverage, and that's 224.64, if I'm not mistaken. And they're linked into at least the UHF repeater, and sometimes the VHF repeater as well. But we're currently experiencing a couple of antenna issues. We're kind of running on a backup antenna right now, so coverage on the VHF and UHF machines is not as good as it usually is. But kind of make up for that a little bit with the coverage on the N2ZAV 220 machine. So anyway, that's kind of the story. Might be a little bit of a haul. I don't know where you're located with respect to your repeaters, but I know that even with 220, people get in from up in like Hoboken and things like that. So, but again, I'm not sure how far you'd be able to get in there from. But that's where the machines are, in Greenbrook, New Jersey, not far off of Route 22.
Very good, Alan. I'll listen. If I can hear it, maybe I can, I'll try to hit your machine. I live in Lenhurst, but unfortunately I live at the base of a hill. On the metals, I'm wide open to the New York City area. I don't know if I could go straight down the meadows and pick you out or not, but we'll find out. All right, thank you very much for the information. This is KB2W. The name here is Paul, and I'm going to turn it over to Frank. Frank, you're around, KB2VVO.
He's VVP. That's right.
Sorry, VVP.
Hi, Paul. Yeah, I'm here. I just finished up with all my business correspondence on email, and I wanted to mention to John that, I can tell now that, you know, the EchoLink is working better than it was a week or so ago, and I couldn't hear anything through the EchoLink computer I'm using, but I tried it out, I don't know, yesterday or the day before, you know, and it was working right again for some reason. Anyway, good evening, everyone. This is KB2BVP in Palisades Park, and we'll pass it on to, oh, I forget who gets it. Let me give it to Net Control. And speak up, John. You know, you got to be a little bit louder.
Marking off the other radio. I can't use the EchoLink radio because they won't hear me on the internet. Yeah, I saw your call sign in the log yesterday. You got on twice. And I did check out the Echolink the other day after you told me about that. I found nothing, really. I went through everything and, I rebooted the computer and stuff like that. But nothing conclusive.
Okay, well, maybe you kicked it or something. Whatever you did, it's working. Anyway, who gets it next? KB2 VVP.
Yes, I'll take it, Frank, and I'll make this my final. Yeah, sounds good. Last night I just missed Tim, KA2A. He also used the same method of Echolink as you do. And he got through. Unfortunately, I was a little late at the trigger and he had just signed off. But his audio was good too. So I guess we're going to have a lot of droid visitors these days. John, I was able to copy the Ramapo repeater to some extent, but the new antenna hasn't helped a heck of a lot, that's for sure. I copied a couple of fellas talking there on the repeater earlier this evening. So that's my report there. Okay, I'm going to say 7-3s to all. Nice talking to everybody. And look forward to seeing everybody back next week. Have a great weekend. Whatever you may be doing, lots of luck. With that, 73s, AE2A will be clear, and I'm turning it back to net control. 73s, fellas.
Okay, take care, Wolf. Before you go, when you say the Ramapo, you talking about the 4.9 machine or the 1070?
Oh, the 4.9 machine. I'm having no trouble on the 1070 machine. Checked into that net tonight and got a good signal report. I'm talking about the Ramapo machine. It came up a little tiny bit with the new antenna, but really I haven't seen a big enough improvement. So it must be like Armin says. There was no improvement in my signal to his QTH either. But there's quite a noticeable difference to the 1070 machine. Back to you, John.
Yeah, well, the difference is 1070, even though they're very close by, they're on the tower, and the Ramapo is just on those telephone poles. The park regulations prohibit them from setting up a tower.
While they're very close to one another, it's the height that makes the difference. But I was hoping that the new antenna would improve the situation for copying the Ramapo repeater as well. And, it's legible, but it's maybe about a size 3 or 4 shoe. And I still can't trigger the machine unless I go to full power here, which I don't like to do. I'm running 5 watts right now, which is working good. All right, 7-3s, and take care again. I'm hoping that throat will clear up in another day. I'm going to overdo it here. Nice talking to everyone. Back to you, John.
You do a good impression of Andy Devine. I don't know if you heard what I said before with the old Buster Brown commercial.
With the throat, I do sound like Andy Devine. I caught your comment, yeah. Yeah, he was one of my heroes. All right, that's it. 7-3, son.
7-3, you won't take care of yourself.
W2MPX.
This is KB2W, and I'm going to be pulling the plug as well. 73, everybody. Have a good night.
Okay, Paul, it's time to wipe and have a fun. It's 8:44. Going for 3/4 of an hour. And if we don't have any additional check-ins, I guess we'll be pulling it at night. And we will relax and catch up on my TV and email. Fortunately, I don't have to pay bills. All you
guys out there paying bills, you could do them for me.
All right, guys, 7-3, thanks for letting me in there. And you guys have a great evening. W2AEW clear.
Okay, Alan, don't be a stranger. Stop in again. Good to get up with you. And, I've got limited facilities here as far as checking out those pairs down here, but Walter and Paul should be able to copy you. They're considerably further south. I'm up here in Ramsey. Walter was down in Bayonne, and Paul, like he told you, is over in Lyndhurst. They might be able to copy those two machines.
Actually, I meant to comment on that. The 2 meter machine, the 146.625. It's real likely that you guys would more likely hear W2FLA. He's high up on a mountain in southern New York State, and sometimes we hear him down here. So that's probably the machine you'd hear. So you might have better luck actually hitting his machine than ours. But anyway. Thanks again, and we'll drop in again some other time. W28W, take care.
7-3.
Good night, everyone, from KB2VVP. And John, the boss over here says you should call her.
Hello, okay.
W2AEW disconnected. W2MPX.
Okay, just as that leaves Paul out there. All right, we're going to shut this down. This is KB2.